you get computer access, you can learn foreign languages, you can be parts of books clubs. I mean,
you can check out.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hey.
So Party broke in on a conversation that we were just having.
Yeah.
Fine producer Grace just got her very first library card. Like, seriously, she's a grown woman. I mean, you know. But my point is like, she says she just got one and that it's amazing life hack.
What does that mean? Amazing life hack.
It's a life hack. So, you know, like you learn one of those things where you all of a sudden are on your own. You're a young adult. You don't have disposable income, but you still want to read.
Okay.
Library to the rescue. I mean, you can get all of the things that you want.
All of the things.
You get computer access. You can learn foreign languages. You can be parts of books clubs. I mean,
you can check out porn.
This is the portion of the show where Party proves that even though he says he has a library card, you've obviously never been to the library. There's no porn.
Okay. At the library. All right. You know, they're missing out on a large audience. I think. Really? How come there isn't?
You want to attract that clientele?
Hey. Like,
you know what we want? We've got that kid reading circle going on. Uh-huh. We should really have our porn person gathering at the same time.
Well, hey. Well, no, that would be weird. Have you ever been to a one of those movie theaters that showed naughty? What do you call those? They're like tiny theaters in Europe and they show porn.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So when I lived in Germany, I went to high school in Germany. For those that don't know, there was a pub that we went to and right next to it was a movie theater. So sometimes we'd get overserved and go into that movie theater to see, just to check out who's in there. Uh-huh. There'd be people sitting, you know, all weird in different areas. And there would never be a couple. It'd just be people. Just dudes.
I was going to say people. Right? Let's be more specific. There's no like lady in there who's like, what? I'm here to see an art film. You're like, it was a bunch of lonely guys sitting in different parts of the theater. Sitting strangely, you said?
It's kind of like Pee Wee Herman. Remember Pee Wee Herman got busted?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how he got busted.
In one of those theaters. Right. Yeah. But I mean, it's just, so. I love how you describe the men as sitting strangely.
They are. They're all not sitting next to each other. They don't serve popcorn in those places, at least not that I'm aware of. You just pay your money and then you go in and you watch. I mean, this predates the internet too. They probably don't exist anymore, actually. Maybe they do in different countries in different small towns where they don't have Wi-Fi, but yeah.
I mean, it's always nice to meet other people that have your same interests.
Well, that's where I'm getting to. At the library, you can meet your people and almost like a book club. So you can have assignments for everybody to watch this particular film, and then have in-depth conversation. Can you imagine what that conversation would be like? I've never been part of a book club. But could you imagine? Molly, what did you think of Girls Got Nerd Dirty?
The first thing was, is the script was amazing. I mean, it was so poignant. And there were parts where I just wanted to cry. It was so moving. And then the lighting was just, I don't know. I can think of like maybe three of those awful films that I've actually walked into a room and they've been on.
Okay, go ahead.
So there was a guy that I lived next to in college.
Yeah.
And it was this, there were these three guys, they were roommates. And one of them, he had all this money and he wanted to be a porn producer.
Really? That's strange.
He was in film school.
Okay.
And he wanted to, and he was taking business classes and film classes because he wanted to become a film producer for adult films.
Okay.
Well, so I know he would claim to be watching these.
Oh, for study.
Yes.
Of course. I know a guy who he had told me, because he filmed porn, that was kind of his deal. you know, on his journey to wherever, you know, he got some pretty good gigs outside of porn, but he said he filmed porn for some time and I was like, God, that's amazing. And he goes, no, it's actually really boring because you're up close to everything. And there's a bunch of people.
Let's not discuss how the sausage is made. Nobody cares that much. I think we can pivot on to something else.
You don't know that. Hey, it's Margarita Monday. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, look at you. Okay, so how are the Cayman Jacks?
This is my first one.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were out of town, we had our niece watch the house. And I think she had some people over or whatever, family. And then they left this behind. And I thought to myself today, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a drink.
Mm-hmm. I just had some margaritas with girlfriends.
Did you really?
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, my God. There's something so refreshing. It makes you just feel like it transports you to someplace else. Margaritas are one of those magical drinks that you could... Refreshing.
That's what you're saying. That's how you said it. Refreshing. It's so refreshing. Very heavy on this.
I think it's because it's so shing. I think that... we went and there's a part of you that it completely transforms wherever you're at into a warm location. It could be snowing outside and you could have a margarita and you have sunshine in your heart.
Yes. Oh, sunshine.
Sunshine. It's so refreshing. You can have sunshine in your heart. They're like, I think she's had plenty. Cut her off. She's had one margarita too much.
Sunshine and refreshing. Sunshine. Refreshing.
Hold on. It's like, let me get my dentures in state. Yeah,
exactly. Fix the dents off today. Oh, God.
But I've seen those Cayman Jacks. I haven't. I'm very leery about pre-mixed. Making my own.
So am I. But this is just a crime of opportunity.
Sure.
I was going to grab something else, but I looked down there and I was like, you know what? It's Monday. Let's do margaritas.
Well, that's why not?
I should have told you. You could have been doing margaritas with me.
Well, yeah, because I've got all the ingredients. I could have made them because
How fast can you make one, you think?
I mean, I could make one quick.
Like,
I mean, I've got limes here. I got to squeeze 2 minutes. Limes.
Can you run real quick and.
Yeah.
Go get him. What am I going to do for 2 minutes?
Do we want to pause and just give me a second and then I can tell you how I make my margaritas? They're so refreshing.
Refreshing.
Hello.
Hello. All right. She's back. Let's see what you got. Come on. Margarita Monday. Margarita Monday. Let's see.
So I have made a fresh, homemade, from scratch margarita. Cheers.
ASMR. You know, I got some watermelon, right? Wylene loves her watermelon. And I saw those at the store. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to grab some watermelon. This is dumb story day, by the way.
This is starting off so well. Very fascinating, riveting. We're going to get so many views. Keep talking.
Anyway, in the end, I cut it up for all that stuff, right? So there's a big giant bowl. And I was going to entertain you. This is the was part of the show. What was you going to do? And I was going to eat while we were doing this.
So glad we're not.
And she said no. She put a kibosh to that.
Wylene, thank you. On behalf of everyone that's listening and would have to watch as he just sloppily ate slices of watermelon. It's such a wet. It's the opposite of refreshing.
Yes. Yeah. No, it is very refreshing.
It is refreshing, but it's rather sloppy. It's a little. It's kind of a loud food. I'm surprised that you allow her to eat it.
It seems like there'd be a lot of slurping.
What's adorable is
watching dogs eat watermelon. Oh, it's so adorable. It's the cutest thing.
You are down so bad for these dogs. These dogs are oh my God, you know what the cutest thing is? They were pooping in the yard. Oh, yeah. Just those
I love them
butts.
So much. No, because they're not used to eating something of that texture. Mm-hmm. So they're very delicate as they eat it. So, yeah.
Some of your food sounds.
You know what? I have them all. God, what a weekend. Masters went on this weekend. And I'm sure your husband was. It's funny how some guys love it. They always say to me, I love watching the Masters. It's great to sleep to.
Yes.
Right? I'm like, why would you
That's his favorite thing.
To sleep?
To lay on the couch and just
do nothing.
Have it in the background, that quiet yeah. sound of people exerting themselves.
Sure.
Thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
And apparently it is just an absolute, basically it's like the best sleeping agent there is. Like,
yeah, who needs I agree.
To take anything.
It's peaceful. Golf. A buddy of mine went to the practice round. I took Ooh. His dad. It was, it's hard to get tickets.
Yes, it is.
It's, the tickets cost $100, but it's a raffle. That's how you get it. You know, the tickets. So he got into the raffle and got a pair of tickets for him and his dad, and they've never been before. So I asked him how it was, and he said it was life-changing. I'm like, what do you mean by that?
I suppose if you really do care about golf, it really is. I mean,
yes.
having been – I grew up, my uncles and my grandfather were all avid golf
you sure.
know, watchers, players, all of this stuff. And so they've all been able to go to the Masters, which is like a huge deal. And the yeah. big thing about the Masters is that's the only place you can get merch.
Yes, it's the only – there's a lot of stuff you can get there that you can't get anywhere else.
No, all get of this. It you can't get anywhere else.
Here's a fun fact. Nothing food-wise is over $1.25.
What?
Yes.
You and your food finds, you're like, let me tell no, you this.
This is I what he told Costco. Me. This is what he told me. He said all the food there's nothing there that's over $1.25. And I said, is that because you have spent so much money – getting in? And he said they made that deal a long time ago and they decided they're never going to increase prices on food. How crazy is that? Isn't that nuts?
That is really nuts if that's true.
I mean, if it's true,
it just seems like sustainable. But then I also think about the fact of like,
look how much money they make.
I know.
Look how much money they make. So
grandfather showing up and being like, $1.25, that's highway robbery when you consider some of yeah. the age of the golf fans. They're probably like, $1.25, I should get, yeah. be getting a filet mignon.
Well, it's all over with. Yeah, I just watched a tiny bit of it. All right, let's get to some of the best news of the day.
Okay, so Coachella launched their first weekend this weekend.
I saw that.
And you could watch during YouTube. You could watch it streaming. I mean, they were joking around that the most comfortable way to watch Coachella is Couchella, on account of the fact that like it was a hot mess for the regular peeps getting in.
If you did any of the
car camping, you had a 12-hour wait just to get into the venue.
Oh my God.
People were like running out of gas, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're idling in 12 hours worth of traffic, you're gonna, and in the desert.
12 hours.
100 degrees.
Yeah, I don't.
Just scorching.
I couldn't wait in line for anything, much less that. I guess with your friends and stuff, you got drinks and food, it's okay. But turn into a party, I guess.
Coachella is a weird vibe. Like, I've been to Lollapalooza.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's just because it's, like, here in Chicago, Lollapalooza is a lot more accessible.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, since Coachella is a destination, like, you kind of have to go and camp almost like a Woodstock.
Sure.
There really are the haves and the have-nots.
Yes, you can tell.
And it's kind of gross a little bit, like when you watch this, because I'm thinking like, if I went, I would want to go as a have. I mean,
yes,
we were showing. I would.
I want to go with a have all the time.
Well, but especially like there was a guy who was doing these videos. He was doing these like TikToks and he was showing like how the regular people, like the people that waited for 12 hours to get in to camp in their cars versus yeah. the people that were either they're on a brand or they're just because they're rich. Because you could get these safari tents and they were unbelievable. Like they were the coolest looking tents ever. They were air conditioned and all this stuff, but they're like $8,000.
And it's just this weekend, right? This past weekend. It's not There's a two one weekend, other weekend deal.
It's a 2 weekend deal.
Okay. All
like
right.
You would, I mean, like you could go to both weekends, but this is sort of like go to opening weekend.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then you get what you get. I just saw that they're comparing it to that fire festival that happened. I'm sure everyone's seen the documentary on that and knows about it. The guy, I escapes my name. I think his name is Billy or something.
McFarland.
Billy McFarland. He ended up going to prison for like 6 years and now he's stuck in the United States because of, you know, that's his terms.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, people were expecting all this stuff, spend all this money. They get to the Bahamas. It's nothing like they thought. They're just beat up old tents.
Cheese sandwiches.
Serve cheese sandwiches. And these people spent thousands. So this is what's happening now. Billy McFarlane announced that there's going to be a Fyre Festival 2.
Yep.
Right? So this is what he's saying. I'm watching this interview a couple months ago. And he says, when they ask him, who are some of the acts? He said, I don't have any acts. I want to be the first festival that sells out with not announcing any acts. I was like, you're so... Who's going to believe this guy? And he still hasn't announced any acts.
Has he sold any tickets?
Well, the tickets run from 1,400 to 1.5 million. Only a certain amount of tickets are sold. There's no refund. If the thing is canceled, there's no refund, no matter what, whether it doesn't matter. So where's that island in Mexico you went to?
Isla Mujeres?
Isla Mujeres, yeah. That's where he announced it was going to be.
Okay,
right?
It's a nice place,
Well, they said they know nothing about it. So then he came back and said, no, this is going down. Now we're going to go do it in a different part of Mexico. Right? Now they're saying, we don't even know what he's talking about. This thing is supposed to be going down in probably 60 days. And I have no idea if the tickets sold, but I think he pulled the sales of the tickets off. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just another scam. I think it is. But
how many tickets did you buy?
I didn't buy any. I can't even imagine who would buy those tickets.
You.
What do you mean me?
How many tickets did you buy?
I didn't buy any tickets.
You're like, that's why I keep watching. Because I keep waiting to see what the acts are for the tickets that I bought.
Yeah. So that's what they're saying, that Fyre Festival 2 or 1 is similar to what happened in Coachella.
Yeah. They're saying that this is Fyre Fest 2025. It cracks me up. Well, I mean, you spend a lot of money to go. And that was the other one, is that they're saying that this is one of the festivals that does the buy now, pay later.
Okay.
So to do that, there's a $41 fee. And they say just based on people buying tickets on the buy now, pay later, they've made millions of dollars just on that little fee for each of those tickets.
At Coachella?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. They're doing the financing through them.
Okay. All right.
So as opposed to like one of those, you know, one of those companies that we've talked about that has the, like, you know, you can do it through them for interest-free payments. Coachella is allowing you to do it, and they're the financial institution. So they're keeping all the money to themselves. Nothing's getting left out. Yeah. So now they're also the ones shaking you down for the fee. So there are people that they say 60% of the general attendance at Coachella is on a payment plan to be there.
Really?
60%. Yes. Okay. It's like way outside of your means.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch these videos and you see this stuff. I mean, costuming alone, I mean, people who are like, I've been watching all these videos of people staying in different stuff, whether they're staying in the tents, where there's the really rich people that have rented Airbnbs nearby and they just get a ride to and from venue.
They have different tents everywhere, right? Like for people to do. Didn't last year they had like an orgy tent or something like that?
God, I don't know. I know that they have like an EDM tent, but I mean,
I'm thinking of the other festival in the desert. Is there another
Burning
one?
Man. You're Burning Man. Burning Man is it?
Man. All right. Burning, okay.
I was going to say Coachella doesn't seem like
porn exclusive.
No, yeah. I mean, maybe at the after parties.
Okay. All
but
right.
Here's the other thing, is that because you're in the desert and because you're like sweating it out,
and smelly, and
people aren't drinking. I mean, it's all people that are on like other substances. I mean, if you look in the
high
crowd,
okay,
you see every other person and they've got a lollipop in their mouth. You're like, I know.
You know what that is, Molly?
Yeah,
you
exactly
know what that
like,
is.
I don't, I mean, for me, I mean, Aperol Spritz is hosting some people that are there.
I have a bottle of that stuff.
I love Aperol Spritzes.
The reason why I bought it is because of you guys, because of you liking it. And so I went to the store and bought a bottle, and it still sits there. Maybe I'll just wait for you to get to town because I don't know what to do with it.
Well, it's very refreshing. It's very refreshing.
All right, let me ask you a question. Are you familiar with the panic percentage?
No.
All right, so here's the deal. There's something came out, and they're saying that Americans typically start to worry about their iPhone or their phone battery in general when it hits 38%.
38?
38%.
I would have a heart attack way before then.
Really?
Oh my God. I get like froggy when it starts getting down to 60, 48. And I'm like near panic. Like I was like, we have to stop and I have to charge my phone.
Okay. So you get anxiety for it.
I'm terrified.
At that high.
Yeah. I don't like dipping too low.
I'll unplug 20.
My husband. Like there was one day the other day where he was like at 89% and I unplugged his phone to plug mine in.
Okay.
And he's like, why? And I was like, because it's really low. And then he looked and he's like, you're at 67%. I was like, exactly.
God, you're none of these people. All right. So the average person starts freaking out at about 38%.
Okay.
More laid back. A third of Americans do 34%. God. Right.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the people that just stay calm and let it get to below 20.
Ooh.
But yeah, there's about 1 in 8 people, 13%, remain unfazed until their phone battery plummets to 10%.
No.
What a weird thing.
Never. Because the minute it gets to 20%, you get the pop-up. Because I've been in that situation on
Are you a Gen
trips.
Z? Are you a Gen Z?
No, I'm Gen X.
You're Gen X. Okay. So they're saying 38%. Gen Zs are about 44%. Millennials at about 43%. Maybe you're a millennial.
I mean, my daughter did say I would be a really good teenager. Uh-huh. But it popped up the other day.
Yeah.
This is the thing. So I have an iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Yeah.
And it is now considered one of the quote older models that are like still out there.
You have the Max. Okay.
And I've noticed this is my first iPhone and I got it, I don't know how many years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
This is my first iPhone and I'm noticing now what people had told me about. It blows through its battery so much faster than it used to. It's like,
and it's just because mine's a 15 Pro Max.
Okay.
And yours
what I'm
is
saying
a,
is I'm an 11.
Oh, you're far away.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
you're
at
like
older
flip phone.
End.
Yeah.
I'm
wow.
At the older end. And this is what's happening is what people had told me before. It's starting to get glitchy and burn uh-huh. through the battery. And they do that to like, be like, time to get an upgrade. Like yep. they keep like nudging me, doing all of the things that would nudge me to get a new phone.
Yeah, because I had my 11 forever, and it did the same thing. And so I ended up, you know, upgrading on it.
I'm stuck in the parent trap because the upgrade that we have Verizon,
mm-hmm.
the upgrade that we get, like the last upgrade that we got went to my son because he got his first phone.
We do the same thing. We do the same thing.
And the next upgrade will be next year when Mara, it's her turn to get a phone. And so you know who's not getting a new phone? Mom. Mom's not getting a new phone because I'm not spending $1,000. Like I'll do the free upgrade, but I'm not getting two new phones.
Well, you better hurry up because when those tariffs hit, an iPhone's going to cost about $4,000, they're saying.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw a news story. Is this real or fake?
What?
And is this fake news that they brought in a bunch of iPhones before the tariff went into effect?
I don't know. I'm sure they do.
I saw something where they were like,
you mean like Apple and stuff like that?
Yes. That Apple like filled 5 planes.
Yeah, probably so. You would think so because if they make them here, they won't be able to make them here for a price that we can, deal with.
But on the infrastructure,
you know, there's an interesting company. They're an interesting company. I have a friend that worked for Apple and, you know how they have the people waiting in line. Mm-hmm. To get the new iPhone, say it comes out tomorrow and everyone's waiting in line. Well, they get a box. They have no idea how many iPhones are in there. It mm-hmm. could be one.
Yeah.
That's kind of, they keep everything on the down low. So I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they did buy a bunch of phones.
It wasn't that right? they bought a bunch of phones. Those are like phones that they've already made that they are importing. And so they were like, let's just bring them in now before the tariffs. I don't know. I can't keep track of like when stuff went into effect and when it didn't and what got rolled back and what hasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, listen, at the end of the day, my phone is for phone conversations and texting. Anything else that is trying to force me into?
No games, no nothing like that on there.
I don't
do games. Okay.
I don't either. I read books from the library. That's what I was talking to Grace about, was because I just got this latest book from the library and I can't put it down.
Oh, Grace is going to have to. I have a library card. I do. I don't use it. It's a waste. I got it because I have a real estate license and I can use the library as a source to get information for that. I just 100% business, nothing going in there. And I haven't been.
What information are you getting from the library?
I can't tell you that because I don't want anyone knowing who's also in the real estate business.
Well, you just piqued their interest. Well, all they have to do is show up to a library and be like, I heard that there's some sort of secret room for porn and real estate agents. They're like,
it's all in one room. It's all in one.
Like, well, I'm only here for one thing. You're like, well, I'm sorry if you're not a real estate agent.
I am. And by the way, anyone listening and that wants to buy, sell, whatever the case is, get a hold of me. I can surely use it. Oh, come on. Daddy got to eat. Daddy needs shoes. Call me Daddy.
That's a totally different podcast.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live yet this weekend?
I watched part of it. My cousin sent me a clip because there's this whole thing about Declan.
Yes, yes, I laughed. All right, so it was with John Hamm and Lizzo. And Lizzo.
She was funny.
She dropped so much weight.
Yes.
It's insane how much weight.
She's been working out like crazy.
Yeah, for 2 years, I guess. She looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's not Ozempic. There's no Ozempic, just working out. Because she was canceled. Remember, they canceled her for a bit because of how she treated her employees.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why she kind of disappeared. Oh. Is because of that. And then I guess she just worked it out. I don't know if she's with a man. I think she has one. She should have one. I shouldn't say that. She should have one now, but I just did.
Really? Yeah, you did. Yes.
All right. So John Hamm was awesome. I love that guy so stinking much. He's so good at doing stuff, you know.
Know the signs and treat the symptoms with once daily Purpose Stopper.
Purpose Stopper.
We tried to come up with a better name, but nobody could think of one.
Purpose Stopper. He's amazing. He's got such a good sense of humor.
He's great. Yeah.
So willing to laugh at himself. I watched a couple of the bits. There was a really funny one where they did a send up of White Lotus.
It was good. Yes. That was fantastic. That was so good.
It was so creepy. It was actually kind of. At first, it was really funny, and then it was really uncomfortable. By the end, I was like, I'm glad this is over. Like, it almost took on too much of the White Lotus energy, where it really did get you feeling the ick. Like, you're just like, I don't know. And then the other one that I watched was the one where they were police officers, and it was going to be a long night. They were looking for some girl that went missing, and he said that they were going to order pizza. And John Hamm's all excited about. He's like,
the whole thing was great. The whole thing's good. And this weekend is Dave Chappelle, so that should be excelente.
That's got to be a repeat
as well. Why it said on the thing is Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, but that's a repeat.
They would tease a repeat like that.
Yeah, because he did the one right before Election Day.
God, that's what I thought. Okay, I thought
Saturday
he was coming back.
Is Holy Saturday.
Oh, Holy Saturday. What is Holy Saturday?
The day before Easter.
Oh, God, Easter's here.
Yeah, they're not going to have Saturday Night Live the night before Easter. Like, I think
Holy.
Not.
Do you eat peeps?
I am in a peep-eating household. I do not eat peeps, but I have peep eaters.
Okay. There's different ways of eating peeps.
Are you a bite the head off?
No, I'm not talking about that. People like to open up the peeps.
Yep, and punch them and let them sit.
Let them sit for a week. Mm-hmm. For a week. I guess you can let them sit for 10 years and nothing's going to happen to them.
My mom used to take her fingernail and puncture it. Like, it's almost like
the bag?
Watching like the bag, but also the peep. It was almost like watching a scorpion work.
Okay.
And like she would crack a little hole in the peep and then let it sit there so the air could get in there and it could be just a little bit stale.
Yeah, it's like it hardens it.
Mm-hmm. it changes the texture because it gets air in there, like all of a sudden. But you have to, like, it's not just opening up the package. Like, it's sometimes even compromising the actual peep itself that really helps move things along in the.
Okay.
But we just went through, there was like.
I haven't had a peep since I was a kid, so maybe I'll do one.
There was like a peep atrocity. I mean, it was just absolutely peep-icide at the spring break. We bought peeps.
Wait, one more time. There's a peep?
Peep-icide.
Atrocity?
Peep-icide. Peep-icide.
Wow.
We kept buying peeps, and the kids were eating them, like just absolute animals. I mean, you know, and then it fuels itself because they're nothing but spun sugar.
I know that I was going to say the energy in these kids must be amazing.
Yeah. So my daughter Mara and my nephew Conroy, you would think that they like were prescribed by a doctor.
Oh, really?
To eat a certain amount of peeps every hour. Like, oh, it's been how long? I should probably have another peep. I'm like, where
sugar,
did all the
sugar,
peeps
sugar.
Go? My sister Anne and I went to Target. We bought a bunch of containers of peeps. Come out the next day, it's nothing but empty containers. They like seriously decimated the peep population. It was a peep aside.
All right, and then finally, I'm gonna leave you this, Molly. Today is National Ex-Spouse Day, so you get to celebrate the ex. You married him for a reason, or her for a reason. So yeah,
neither one of us have it.
I know. Thank God.
I saw one
of the long. It's like it must be a the kid thing. But the percentage of people that divorce that are 18 to 20 years is very high. It's lower, 3 to 5 years and stuff like that. So all I can assume is that you're so sick of each other. The kids are all grown out and moved out and you're ready to get your freak back on because you probably hadn't had no freak for a long time. 20 years. I don't know.
I love how you're saying this to me when we just discussed a week ago that I celebrated my 18th wedding anniversary. You're like, I don't know. It's sometimes between the years 18 and 20.
Better watch out. All right. Here's some of the most annoying things about ex-spouses. Okay. Number one was avoided household work.
Peter would leave me tomorrow then.
Chores.
Yeah. I don't.
Same thing, right? Financial. Irresponsible. Control freak, ugh, snoring, and then selective hearing.
There's so many of those that apply to you. You're really good at chores.
Oh, come on. I'm good at chores.
You're financially responsible.
Yes. Why are you controlling. Calling me out? I'm not a control freak. Uh-huh.
Silence. I mean.
Selective hearing and snoring. I probably suffer from all of that.
Yeah. I don't have selective hearing. I probably snore. I mean, I'm a human with a nose. I know, but what do you want me to do, dude? It's springtime.
Mouth tape.
Then you send me some with your mouth sweet tape. Real estate porn money. Send me some mouth tape. You probably can get it on the set.
So enjoy your ex. I guess you're supposed to pile up all your stuff if you want to and take it to the Goodwill and call it a day.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how petty do you get?
During a divorce?
There's some that are really amicable. Like, so we're at an age where, listen, we've all had friends that have gone through divorces at this point. And some of them, you're like, hey, it was just time. It didn't work out. And they're okay. I mean, they're not going to be best friends and going on vacation together, but like, it's not earth crushing. And then you have the other ones where it's like you can't even be in the same room together. I mean, that's the one where it's like, oh, boy, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden
those are the fun ones.
Like, yeah. Graduations and weddings.
Who wears the pants in your family?
We both do. I mean,
just only one. You got to pick one or the other. Come on.
Probably Peter.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think probably Peter. He's definitely, I feel like. He's definitely much more the grown up in this relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you do. Who wears the pants in your family, Wylene?
No, I think I do. She does now.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, Wylene.
does. Yeah, I do all the chores now since I've got more free time than
You're underemployed.
Yeah, since I'm underemployed. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Yes, I do.
All right, we're out of here. Reach out to us.
Yes, that you can text us at 402-915-0962. You can email us. We're getting a lot of response. BPScrasher@gmail.com. All right. And remember, you can stream this in your car through Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. And you can, of course, watch us on the Heard at One Network YouTube channel. Also, and if you want to listen to us while you're getting to work, you know, working, you can also do the Alexa. Just say play the Big Party Show podcast and it will play it. Okay, and that's it.
Enjoy your Margarita Monday, everybody.
Margarita Monday. All right. Be safe, be good, and do yourself good. We'll see you Wednesday.
A Hood at Media Production.